A few years ago, the poet Chris Santiago temporarily lost hearing in one ear. He was horsing around with his 3-year-old, who had a sharp yellow pencil in his hand.
My son, when he was 3, he stuck a pencil in my ear, and my cochlea actually was ruptured, so I had to go to the ER.
That ruptured cochlea caused him to lose hearing in his left ear for a while. At one point, he went for a hearing test. He waited in a silent room.
So I'm sitting there waiting for the nurse, and it was like really quiet, and I started to feel very kind of scared, you know, like it felt very claustrophobic.
That fear of hearing loss is more important than you might imagine to Santiago. He's a poet who writes with his ear. The son of Filipino immigrants, Santiago pays a lot of attention to how languages shift and interact when people are displaced. He's also a trained percussionist. Standing in his airy, book-lined office at the University of St. Thomas, where he teaches creative writing, Santiago selects a temple bowl from his Japanese travels and starts to rock out. He plays around, changing the sound as he moves his hand. That musical bent to language helps Santiago's poetry manuscript rise to the top of 200 submissions to win the regional Linguist and Venom Prize this past year. The award? National publication by Milkweed Press in Minneapolis. Santiago was quick to point out artists with a similar fascination, like Sri Lankan British rapper M.I.A., who's a big influence for him.
She'll use a 3-second loop of The Clash, change it a little bit, and then put it in conversation with a sample from Pink Floyd, but then she'll mix it in with Sri Lankan drumming.
Santiago's poems might sample world history he doesn't want repeated, like the brutal Marcos regime in the Philippines that saw 3 of his uncles killed or incarcerated. He mixes in wordplay and some real imaginative leaps. It's artistic, and there's a point.
She also does it to sort of tell stories about her displacement, where she comes from, where she went to.
Santiago's parents speak 2 different native Filipino dialects. He grew up hearing them, but speaking English. That cross-pollinization shows up in his writing. His book is called Tula, which is Tagalog for poem.
I didn't know the word for poem in Tagalog, which made it even more interesting, so I actually used Google Translate. And I loved that word. It was great. And I called my parents, too, and said, is this the right word for poem? And they said, yes.
More than one poem, or tula, is too long. And yes, he loves that double meaning.
I love that there's this sort of like, it's kind of like a hinge between languages when a word, it's the same sounds, but it's a different word completely.
This is what Santiago does. He pays attention, he listens, he researches, and then he lets it all digest.
There's some like cold storage time or something where it has to go back there and just sort of cogitate, and my unconscious has to do stuff with it.
And he gets something like this.
This poem's called Audiometry.
The poem connects that pencil in the ear with his father's hearing loss and an experience of racism from his youth. There's plenty of white space between the lines, like rests in music. Silence is part of a poem, too.
So this is Audiometry. Because my son thinks I'm a citadel, soundproof, a repository. Because horsing around at bedtime, he pierced my cochlea with a pencil. The first time I saw the inner ear, I thought it looked like a little life, thriving, but not yet big enough for me to feel for it any kind of empathy. By what were such things fed? Would it overgrow its carapace and make of the body a coppered bell? And then I was 16 and crossing St. Paul with my father, a seashell in his pocket, which for his own reasons he refuses to wear. He can't hear the Chicano keeping pace behind us, lean and loose-limbed, clucking gooks, gooks. For years, he'd sat a little farther from us each night at the dinner table, hollowed out by the roll of stock tickers all through his graveyard hours. It's a remarkable machine, the nurse slides into my ear canal, built to detect lies and arrhythmia and the trembling of incalculable tranches of earth. I pulled his pace toward mine, but declined to parse his solitude for him. Plains of salt-haloed stone refusing to let footfalls cut to their holdings. I bungo,
with my lingo and beat it like a wing, yo. To combo, to Columbo, can't stereotype my bing, yo.
For KFAI, I'm Emily Bright.